Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
They actually didn't release any singles from Sgt. Pepper. No number one hits on Sgt. Pepper. They released, the whole idea was to not tour and send Sgt. Pepper out as like a thing. They created a band. They made like this whole idea that it was going to be a show. It opens up with Sgt. Pepper. It ends with them closing the show. And it was supposed to be like the Beatles going on tour by sending this album instead of actually going to perform because they got tired of it. No singles from Sgt. Pepper, but that's enough Beatle talk. 888-808-1019, but we've been having a little fun on a Friday, halfway through the summer, playing a lot of music that were hits on this day throughout the generations here. But obviously, we're getting ready for baseball. It's back! Thank God! Thank God we can get back to games tonight. Sean Manaea on the mound for the New York Mets, which is a good sign. Feeling good after his outing on Sunday, where he was pretty damn dominant. Seven strikeouts and, what, three innings. Obviously ends up getting the loss in Kansas City, but not his fault. Threw the ball really well, got a lot of swings and misses, and now he's back on the mound. The rotation is in form. The exact five you were hoping to start the season with, finally back in the rotation. Senga, Manaea, Montas, Peterson, and Holmes, who will be the other two pitchers in this series. You got the David Wright day coming up tomorrow. Hopefully looking to build momentum. Vientos with big hits in the Kansas City series. An angry, pissed off, something to prove. If you can have something to prove with a $765 million contract. But Soto coming off being snubbed in the All-Star game. Let's go against Cincinnati and the Angels at home before heading out on the West Coast with the Giants and the Padres. And then we get to the trade deadline for both of these teams at the end of July. Both of these teams looking to impact both at maybe third base, certainly for the outfield, bad for the New York Mets, both looking for bullpens. But the Mets start tonight, Yankees start tonight, but a real positive start sign to see the rotation back in form for the Mets and looking forward to, you know, having answers from within as well as the trade deadline. Because we spent so much time over the last week talking about the trade deadline. So all you guys want to talk about, there are answers from within for both of these teams. More so for the Mets, quite honestly, than the Yankees. But the Yankees right now, Luis Gil coming back, hopefully relatively soon. He started a rehab assignment. That's only a month, so hopefully by the early August, you could see him back in the rotation. And they have a huge series coming up against Toronto. This offense has picked up. They've won five of their last seven. You got Max Fried dealing with a blister. Hopefully they push him back to the Toronto series. Hopefully he's able to pitch in that Toronto series. We'll see if Rodon starts the year so he could pitch in the Toronto series as well, as obviously two games back of Toronto heading down the stretch of this season. That series in Toronto, three games after getting swept, will be so important for this team. We've had some football news. TJ Watt, the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL with the extension he signed yesterday. Steelers come to town to take on the Jets week one. Aaron Rodgers and the all-in Pittsburgh Steelers, who I find fascinating. So a lot on the table today. A little bit of baseball, a little bit of football, and everything in between. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls for the final hour. Let's go to Stuart in Brooklyn. What's up, Stu?
They better wake up and keep on. The offense has got to stay awake, and the pitching has got to be a little bit better. Let the starters get deeper into games. But I remember what Nolan Ryan did a few years ago with trying to stretch pitches out to 125.
Yeah,
I mean that was a good thing. These how many teams have good bullpens? How many?
A couple. Typically, teams? The Yankees normally do, but yeah, there are teams with good bullpens. Cleveland last year had a dominant bullpen. There are teams with good bullpens. Bullpens are important. How many teams with good rotations? How many teams with pitchers who go 125?
They have to start training them to
go 125. Yeah, but that's the point. Like, so, I mean, Stu, you know I love you, buddy, but what are we talking about? Like, what are we talking about? We got a huge second half coming up for the Yankees, right? You're a Yankee fan, so let's talk about the Yankees. You got a huge second half. As you said, the offense, everything. And you're talking about what baseball needs to do to get starting pitchers up to 125. That's a grassroots argument, man. That's not a Yankees argument. That's a grassroots argument about how pitchers are trained from high school and college and minor leagues and throughout all of baseball. This is not a, what can the Yankees do in the second half? Oh, listen, the bullpen's weak. That's okay. Just figure out a way to have Max Fried throw 150 every game. Like, that's, I understand your point, but it's not based in what's going to actually happen. It's not based in reality, and it's certainly not based in what makes this Yankee team better in the second half here. Yeah, pitchers aren't going to go 120. And Nolan Ryan tried it, and it, you know, I don't remember Nathan Eovaldi going 125 recently. Like, that ship has sailed. You need the bullpen. That's why the Yankees have to go out and attack the market and trade for a bullpen arm. And again, I did it yesterday, and I'm still getting tweets about it. I don't know what you, like, the idea that Brian Cashman is not aggressive, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Like, I really don't. Does he trade his tippy-top prospects? No, not all the time. Should he? Should he have traded Aaron Judge? Like, what? I don't understand. What teams do? What teams consistently go out and trade their top prospects? Never mind the fact that the entire roster is filled with top prospects. You got your starting catcher, your starting shortstop, your starting left fielder, your starting right fielder. How many? What the rotation should be? Luis Gil and obviously Clark Schmidt. Like, the rotation is filled with their minor league system. The lineup is filled with their minor league system. And they go out and make trades. I went through it yesterday. Go through the years. Tell me other teams that consistently bring in more talent than the New York Yankees did. And do. Jazz Chisholm last year. And now look, I said it. They didn't put it out in that clip. So it seems as if I'm nothing but pie in the sky about Brian Cashman. I'm fully willing to acknowledge, and I don't have to acknowledge it, they're facts, that the trades don't always work. Like, that's the truth. A lot of them fail. That's the problem, is he hasn't been overly successful. But the idea that he never attempts it, that's just asinine. We'll see if this is going to be successful. But, like, Jazz last year. Name another offensive piece that was better down the stretch. Now, Edmund went off and had a very good postseason run for the Dodgers. But if Tommy Edmund was the guy they traded for, you guys would be like, who the hell is this guy? But he ended up being great for the Dodgers. 21, they're in desperate need of left-handed bats. They get Anthony Rizzo, a platinum glove winning all-star MVP caliber player from the Cubs. They get Joey Gallo, who we laugh at now and who's been miserable and who is now trying his way in pitching, and the Yankee fans despise him. Again, failed trade, but tell me where Joey Gallo wasn't a two-time all-star, two-time gold glove winner, and on pace for 40 home runs before being traded to the Yankees. He was the premier bat moved. '17, traded for Frazier, traded for David Robertson, traded for Canely. That move sent them to the ALCS. '19, traded for Edwin Encarnacion to add to that lineup. The most steady bat, 30-100, had an 888 OPS when he traded for him from Seattle. Like, the idea that they bring in nobody's, like, they traded for Juan Soto. He doesn't trade prospects. Like, he trades. He's aggressive. They have failed. You point back to, well, he traded for Montas instead of Castillo. Yes. Yes. And again, Castillo would have guaranteed them a championship. But there's one where he could have went top of the market. He chose to go lesser. But he also, in 22, that same year, he goes out and gets a guy who's hitting 320 for the Royals in Benintendi. He goes out and trades for Bader. How'd he do in the postseason for the New York Yankees? Like, yeah, he didn't trade for Machado. He doesn't trade for and then even going back to Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray was the premier starting pitcher moved in that deadline. It cost them four of their top prospects. Kaprielian was their top pitching prospect. It cost them four prospects to go get Sonny Gray. Now, the trade didn't work. Fully admit, disaster of a trade. The Yankees did terribly with him. He was great before and has been great since. Terrible with the Yankees. That's on them. I'm not saying it was a good trade. But the idea, he wasn't aggressive. He was the premier. That same year, Verlander didn't get traded at the deadline. It took a waiver move in August, a process that doesn't even exist anymore. Nobody wanted Verlander. The prize, the crown jewel of that trade deadline was Sonny Gray. He might have another terrible trade that turns out to be a disaster. He might trade for Suarez right now. Everybody's clamoring for Suarez to play third base. Might trade for him. He'll hit $130 in the postseason, and 2 years from now, we'll laugh at that trade and say, he never does anything. There's a difference between the success of the trade and the aggressiveness. I don't know if he'll be successful. I know he's going to be aggressive. Charles and Rumson, what's up, Charles?
Hey, what's going on? So, well, for the All-Star game, okay? So,
okay, the All-Star game.
All right, so in the, Jesus Christ, you just woke me up. I was I'm so sorry.
You called me asleep? Well, that's impressive.
Well, no, man. I was just like fading out. I apologize.
That's okay.
So I don't like to call it, the swing off. You got to call it the hit off.
Okay.
So basically for the regular season.
Yeah, but they don't limit the hits. They limit the swings. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's a swing off.
I got it. So I hear a lot of the guys on ESPN, radio, the fan talking about it. And, Kay loves it.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way to actually do it would be to, after the 12th inning and no Manfred man, no ghost runner.
No.
And then you do it the 13th inning. And whoever's at bat at that time, who's in the order at bat,
no,
do it.
Absolutely not. I hate that. Hate everything
why
about
not?
That. Because why would
I, mean, I do hate it?
Because
too,
why would they get a benefit for possibly going through the middle of the order as opposed to one team's going to have the benefit of 3, 4, 5, and the other one's going to have the detriment of 7, 8, 9? How is that fair?
Well, that makes it fair because the pitchers actually like got the guys out.
No, theoretically, I could get more outs and have 7, 8, 9 up. Like, no, I guess, yeah. You could go through a lineup twice. This lineups are circular. You have no idea that you could benefit from having more outs. You've gone through the lineup more. Who knows? Like, I don't know. Absolutely not. And again, there is no circumstance I want that in an actual game that matters. None. And I saw John Boy do a thing and talk about how it's like the shootout. It is. I'm sorry. It is not like the shootout in hockey. It's not the same thing. Penalty shots exist, and the goalie is trying to stop them. The pitcher is throwing batting practice with the intention of setting up home runs. It's like here, I like it low. It's Kevin Costner pitching to Ray Liotta in Field of Dreams. Here, throw it right here. That's not real baseball. It's batting practice. The goalie is trying to stop the scorer, and that play actually could happen in an actual game like it's been played since whenever hockey started, from whenever they realized water would freeze. I don't know. It's not the same thing, and I'm not doing it. Now, in the All-Star game, I agree that I would still like at least the 10th inning to see if I can have a traditional walk-off before going to it. But in a regular game that matters, and again, people hate the rule, I get it. But it's still baseball. You can close your eyes and pretend someone hit a leadoff double. It happens all the time. Nobody out, runner on second, happens, I don't know, 10 times a week. Leadoff doubles happen all the time. It's still baseball. I'm not having batting practice decide how teams win. It's exciting. It builds drama. It lets the stars, which should have been the stars. It should have been Judge, Cal Raleigh, and Otani. But it lets big players in the big moment and have a little fun in an all-star game. I'm not doing it to end games. And I'm certainly not saying, well, it's wherever you are in the lineup. Let, you know, Peraza take three swings for home runs. No. And I guess I'm the only one who doesn't hate the Manfred-Man rule. I don't hate it. And I'm surprised more people don't. I'm surprised there aren't more people who like it. I'm surprised all the old school baseball fans who call me every day and beg for small ball and bunts and situational hitting and productive outs and hitting behind the runner and all this stuff that I hear, it's out of baseball, I don't understand. But it's only kept in baseball today because of this rule. It leads to all the small baseball stuff that you guys proclaim you love. So why do we hate the rule so much? Because you give a free base? I get it. I don't like it either. I'd rather just play baseball. I'd rather go on forever. The only problem with a 162-game season is it's not 163 for me. I love baseball. I would play forever. I would play 20-inning games. Change the rules. Play 11 innings instead of 9. I'm in. Sign me up. I love baseball. So don't get me wrong. I'd rather not have the rule, but the amount of hate the rule gets, I don't understand, and it's from the same people who love the style of play it creates. But I'm not doing a swing off. That's not real baseball. That's batting practice. If you want to do it against the real pitcher, like, I don't know, have the real pitcher trying to get him out, first one to hit it to the outfield, I have no idea. Like, honestly, get 3 at-bats, count hits. Total bases, right? You get 3 at-bats, total bases wins. You want to do it that way? I'll do that. Let's just have, when you get to the 12th, we just do total bases. Each one gets 3 at-bats, total bases. But the pitcher's trying to get the guys out. I'll live with that. But I'm not doing batting practice. Nope. Rich in Manhattan. What's up, Rich?
I'm not for the swing off. And I'm still leery on the ghost runner.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, I understand being leery about it. I don't love it. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm dancing. Yeah. I'm not dancing the happy dance from Perfect Strangers because it exists. I just don't hate it as much as everybody. I think it at least accomplishes what it sets out to accomplish, which it shortens the games. Because rules get instituted that don't even do what they try to do. So, like, yeah, it accomplishes what it sets out to accomplish, and it creates plays at the plate, it creates small ball, it creates bunting, it creates sacrifice flies, it creates productive outs. It's all the stuff that we proclaim that is missing from the game.
Yeah, I have a second thing I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
You're a New York Giants fan, right?
I certainly am.
Okay. Do you think that they will ever retire Mark Bavaro's number? Because I think they should.
I mean, if they haven't at this point, I don't see why they would. You could argue they should. If they haven't, he's not in the Ring of Honor. I don't know if I'm sure he's in the Ring of Honor. They just didn't retire his number. And I'll tell you this. I don't know why. I really don't know why. Because there's been a lot of great players for the Giants. And Mark Bavaro is one of them. And that, you know, the run against the 49ers, clearly his moment and is fantastic. And we all love Mark Bavaro. But speaking about his number, I don't know why, but the old school 80s uniforms that they still wear now for the Color Rush Thursday night games and different things, and sometimes we'll go to it. I like the all blue, all white, both of them. I think they are the best uniforms in the sport. I really feel that way. The Giants all-white 80s vintage uniforms, the all-blue as well, but the all-white in particular, are just gorgeous. And for some reason, when I think of them, I think 89. I think Bavaro, for whatever reason, the 89 Bavaro jersey in those uniforms is the sexiest jersey ever. I don't know why the 89 Bavaro is, But that when I think of that jersey, I think of 89. But probably 56 too, but I think 89 for some reason. But if they haven't retired his number yet, I don't see why.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They would now. Brett in Long Island. What's up, Brett?
Not everybody has an easy schedule like you and can watch 162 baseball games. Show me one guy. You know, I got to work a couple of jobs.
What does that have to
do
with having
them,
though?
Your schedule. How are you able to watch every single Yankee game? Like, that's like inconsistent. And for the record, just quickly, if my six-year-old son was in a flag championship game and the name of their team was the Cowboys and they were playing the Giants, I would root against my son. I'd want him to lose.
Yeah, all right, so, okay.
Chris, I got to call you out.
Wait, so you had – oh, you got to call me. You haven't already? You've done it twice.
I got a point about the Knicks, which I'm going to call you out on it. You said that this year is the year that you're the most confident that the Knicks can win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, I know what you're going to say, so I'll just say it for you before you hang up. You're going to say, yeah, because this guy's hurt, right? Okay, two things. One, you have a brand new head coach. You're never confident with a new head coach. We don't know what he's going to be. And two, you always told me, take care of your own house. Don't worry about everybody else around the league. You said that. So how is this the most confident? You had Thibodeau. You liked him.
I did like Thibodeau, yes, because I think the team improved the bench.
So how are you confident with Brown?
Because I think the team improved the bench. And when did I ever say you always do this, you and Eddie too. When the hell did I ever say fix your own house? Like, how are you going to fix others' houses? What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. I honestly don't know what you're referring to. And yeah, I think the Knicks have a great chance because I think the team is better. I think the second year with the combination of Brunson and Cat should be better. And I think, yeah, Halliburton's not going to be there. That doesn't make the Pacers the team they can't beat in the last two postseasons. That doesn't weaken them. They've lost Turner and Halliburton. The Boston Celtics traded away Porzingis, Holiday. They're not going to have Tatum. I don't know what the Celtics are going to look like. They've done pretty well against the Cavs, not in the regular season last year, but they've beaten the Cavs in the postseason. The Cavs are proving to be a soft team in the postseason. Yeah, that all impacts their opportunity. Like, that's like saying, I don't know, how could you say that in 94 and 95 the Knicks had a better chance than before that? I mean, the team was better? Was it this or that? No, Jordan wasn't there. Amazingly enough, that impacted their opportunity. And I'm not calling any of those guys Jordan necessarily, but the teams have fallen off. It's not hard to understand why what I'm saying. And you would have been perfect for the conversation me and Jerry had the other day about Schlittler and his parents, about would you root. So if your son got drafted by the Dallas Cowboys and was playing against the Giants, you would root for the Giants and not your son. And again, the idea about my six-year-old in flag football, you can't. Some people just can't be helped. Brett falls into that category. He just cannot be. I've tried to help him. Just can't help him. But yes, my little guy, championship my son just won. He's the older son. He was the Dolphins. My younger son, which I helped coaching more this year because I was familiar with the coach. I know the guy. He's a good dude. But his daughter was like in softball, all-star games and stuff, travel teams, and he needed some help coaching. So I actually coached the Eagles more than I coached the Dolphins, but I did help out with the Dolphins in championship. But yeah, he was the Eagles. What am I going to do? Root against my six-year-old son in flag football because he's wearing an Eagles jersey? Oh my goodness. Some people. But yeah, that's not contradictory. I don't know what you're talking about. What was his first dopey comment about baseball? I don't even remember. Oh, yeah, that I have the opportunity to watch 162. First of all, whether it's 162, 163, 165, what's the difference? We all know most people, and I understand totally, you're not going to watch every game. And yes, I'm crazy, and I complain about my schedule. Here's the magic of something. I'm going to let you in on three little letters. DVR. I don't know if you're aware of DVR in your 11 social media groups, but believe it or not, there's this way of still being able to watch the game, even if I'm not available to watch the game the moment it's being played. And I'm the kooky guy who won't, people get on me all the time. Oh, nothing on Twitter from you today with the Yankee loss, because I'm watching it at 7 o'clock in the morning the next day because I'm at a 4th of July party. And I don't pop in and pop out. That's not me. I don't go, oh, what's the score? Check in on things. Oh, they're in the seventh? That's not me. That drives me crazy. I just don't. I pretend like they're not playing, and then I watch it in the morning. And I'm excellent at convincing myself I'm watching it live. I'm really good at that. I can fool myself. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Come back with more of your calls as we finish up the final hour of the longest week of our lives. 888-808-1019. Mick Monagle here with you on The Fan. We'll be right back. The great Phil Collins there. Wait. She seems to have an invisible touch. The number one song in the country, July 18th, 1986. It's a great song. I love Genesis. Big Genesis guy. Big Peter Gabriel guy, who was obviously the original lead singer of Genesis, and big Phil Collins guy as well. I was just blasting Studio. Boom, boom. I was blasting that in the car the other day. 888-808-1019. All right, let's get back to the calls before I give Brett something else to call me out on tomorrow. I don't want to riff too much. He's listening. Eric and Ronkonkoma. What's up, Eric?
Hey, good morning, C-Mac.
Good morning.
Genesis slash Phil Collins is going to be one concert I'm going to really, I really wish I had gone to see that.
Yeah.
A couple of times, like at the Garden or whenever he's been around, and it was always something that came up schedule wise on my end that kept me from going. And I love their music, and I'm just going to be so annoyed. I mean, Genesis isn't even really a group anymore, and Phil Collins is not quite what he was.
Well, not quite. He's in I believe him to be in terrible health. I believe Phil Collins.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, I know he's still, you know, singing to a certain extent, but I mean, yeah, not the same. So I just, yeah, I really wish I had been able to see him live. But a couple things real quick. So you didn't take advantage of the downtime from baseball and see Superman yet, huh?
I have not seen Superman yet. No. Well, listen, there's a downtime from baseball. Doesn't mean there's a downtime from my life. I've got the kids got a million things going on.
Well, I mean, but you know, it's a good excuse to go with the kids and to go see it. Plus, we got to get into it because you know we essentially hijacked the morning show the other day about it. So, I know you were a little skeptical about seeing it initially. So that's
I thought the trailer didn't excite me, and like Mike, and at least I had this opinion about the movie before Mike. I agree with Mike on the dog. The idea that there's a dog help like how is there a super dog? It's ridiculous. I know it was in the comic book. I know Crypto, whatever his name is. I know he was in the comic book. A million people called me up. He's been in the comic book since 1967. Like I get it.
55.
50 even worse. 55. But I just can't imagine. The dog just seems ridiculous to me. I don't know. So that was the only thing. Like the whole thing looked very.
But a flying man from another world is not ridiculous, though.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, so. And he brings a pet with him? I mean, come on. And what are the odds that another planet has the same type of, best friend? What are the odds that the pets look exactly alike in Krypton?
Well, for the same reason that, you know, that there's space balls out there. I mean, it's not meant to be questioned.
I understand that. I'm just saying I could see, as I said, I'm sure I haven't seen the movie, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a joke where he goes to pee and blows a fire hydrant, like, out of the ground with his strong stream. Like, I could see, like, ridiculous dog jokes like that. Like, I don't know. I'm just, I don't know. He'll hump a couch into dust or something. Right, I don't know.
Okay, but I have a basketball question for you though, because I asked you this because his answer actually kind of surprised me a little bit. And again, I'm not the biggest basketball fan, but I was curious since you brought up the Dame Lillard injury.
Yeah.
And the trade and everything. You know, you got the summer league going on right now and with the NBA. And what I wasn't aware of was just how long the summer league has been going on, because I guess just it hasn't really been promoted as much until the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
As much as it is, but I wonder how many of the actual big name players play in the summer league, because I wonder how much that might contribute, or even the bench players, how much that might contribute to the wear and tear of the regular season. Just like, you know, when the baseball player plays in the winter league, you know, in the warmer climates or whatever, you got to wonder, how much, you know, the year-round grind of the sport, or we're pretty close to the year-round of it, you know, is contributing to the wear and tear in the body.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they play all that much. They got to be working out and playing basketball. It's not so much that it's contributing. I mean, what are they supposed to do, just sit on the couch all summer long? Like, I don't think it's contributing all that much. I really don't. And I don't think, I mean, they play a little bit, especially the younger stars, and the veteran stars probably don't play as much. But it's not something I follow, and certainly G League and Summer League minutes is not something I follow either. So, but they got to stay in shape. They got to play basketball. There's a reason for it. So I don't think it's overly contributing to any long fatigue. Richie in Queens. What's up, Richie?
You know, you're getting me up earlier and earlier, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you know, because I really enjoy listening to you, and I know you'd be psyched getting baseball back. Hey, you know, I agree. I called Mike for years. I kind of miss him. And I do agree with him with the Superman take. I go back to the 55 when it first came out. Mm-hmm. So I haven't seen it, but I've heard dabs of it, and people that I've known have seen it. So I'm going to go with their opinion. I'll wait till it comes on. You know, and I was thinking with Mike real quick. Last time I talked, I remember he turned 60 in 2014. And, Chris, I called him up, and I said to him, you know, Michael, I've been calling you since the 84 decades, 80s, 90s, 2000, and now 2010s. And you know what he said to me? He said, you're not the only one. And I said, Michael, I wouldn't expect any other answer, yes. But I love you anyway.
Yes. That's
I was thinking about the music. You know, I go back a ways. 86, you mentioned. 86 was great for one of my favorite group that came out with Raised on Radio, Journey. But I also was thinking about the 60s, the summer of the 60s, of 64. And the Supremes were on top. Ragdoll with the Four Seasons. Mm-hmm. My Girl came out that year. Don't Worry, Baby came out with the Beach Boys. So, yeah, I go back a little nostalgic, 61 years ago. But that was a great time. And, you know, with the baseball, Chris,
yeah.
I'm psyched, obviously, second half. Guys can pick it up now, and everything will be forgotten. I thought that play with Volpe the other day was horrendous, where he backed up on that ball and he couldn't get the play at second.
Yeah.
That is such a major play, and we've discussed it. Can he pick it up? He's batting 220. I know he's 49 RBIs, but I think he's driven in five in the last 30 games. So, yeah, pick it up, man. Vientos. I think Alvarez will come back and make an impact. But now is the time that people will remember what you did for the year. And I think with your team, third base, I was talking to Moose the other day, and I know McMahon has not been great, but you don't need a stud at third. He doesn't make a lot of money from Colorado. And also get the kid Bird, the reliever.
Yeah.
He's got 60 strikeouts at 45 innings. Build up the back end of the bullpen.
Yeah.
But get somebody that's serviceable, a left-handed bat that'll give you a few home runs. And he's capable of doing that. So, yeah, I'm really psyched. And, you know,
yep.
The Giants obviously are playing Toronto. Let's hope they
Let's
help
go.
You out.
And then you got the Mets at the end of the month.
Great talking to you.
Yeah. All right, good talking to you, Richie. Yeah, look, obviously Volpe, he's got to pick it up. Obviously. And again, that his defensive plays, I think that speaks to, you know, his lack of aggressiveness on the defensive side, I think speaks to just his mentality right now. I think in many ways that the dude is mentally broken. I think it's weighing on him, his struggles here, because he's been an aggressive player. He plays an aggressive shortstop, and he's playing back on the balls too much. I think it's been a problem for him. I don't think he needs to go down to the minors to learn how to play shortstop. I think he's capable of playing a very good shortstop. He hasn't been, but I think he's capable of it. And he's got to turn it around. There's nothing else to say. I don't think it's overall a major approach issue. I really don't. He's taken different approaches throughout his brief major league career. The best approach is the one he's had in the postseason, the one he had at the start of this year, swinging the bat hard, trying to drive the baseball. Chris Kirschner put out the stats yesterday off of the A-Rod interview with Michael Kay. When he hits the ball on the ground, when he hits the ball below, because Michael Kay was like, Alex Rodriguez was like, low line drives, put the ball on the ground. When he hits it at a 15-degree angle or lower, he's got a 700 OPS. When he puts it 15 degrees or higher, he's got a 900 OPS. I mean, you could say numbers lie. Those don't. And he's been better with that kind of player. So,
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's just got to be better. That's the bottom line. He's got to be better. And we'll see if he's capable of it. I have concerns. I've had concerns about Volpe all year. I opened the season talking about if this offensive season looks like last offensive season, he shouldn't be the shortstop in 2026. And I'm still on board with that. So as of right now, if the second half doesn't pick up, as I said earlier, he is playing for his dream. Anthony Volpe grew up dreaming about being the shortstop for the New York Yankees. And amazingly enough, his dream came true. And now he's fighting to keep it. And I hope he sees it that way. And I do think that despite all the, you know, compliments and everything, and the defense of him from the manager and the general manager, I think everyone is well aware that this can't continue. Pat in the Bronx, what's going on, Pat?
Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm okay. I think I'm convinced now that it's the John Lennon "Good Morning" that wakes me up. Well, that's good. I get
good. That's my whole point. I'm trying to wake you up. Let's go.
Get into the day. We were talking yesterday about missing pieces on the Mets, and we got into center field, and I mentioned McNeil. You're not happy with that. Well, no, you're not happy. You'd rather have something better, but are you satisfied with that, with the three fellas going between third and second, you know, Mauricio and Beatty and Acuna, and Vientos is the full-time DH, just the offensive point, and then I want to get to the starting pitchers. Are you okay with that?
No. I don't want Jeff McNeil in center field.
And why?
Because I don't think he's good enough out there. He made the one great play against Robin, the home run, definitely did. I don't think he's good enough to be a center fielder, and I don't know, you know, I don't love his bat necessarily. I know he's had a pretty good year with a couple of clutch hits, but I still see a bunch of terrible at bats. I want better. They're right now, why not go get better? Like, I don't know why are you hesitant to go get better? They have the trade deadline. They have pieces to go move. You're trying to win a championship. You're not trying to be satisfied. You're trying to go make yourself a better team. And Jeff McNeil is your starting center fielder, ain't it?
Well, if you've got plenty of money. So if there's someone trying to unload a contract,
there you go.
I can see that we can spend money. That's no problem as far as I'm concerned. Let me throw a couple of names at you, though. One you definitely won't remember, Don Hahn, H-A-H-N, 73 Mets. They came within one game of winning the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had Tommy Agee, who was a hitter in 69. In 86, we, I forget 86. In 2000, we had Timo Perez. That was our starting center fielder. He made the bungle on the bases. But he was a decent defensive outfielder. So we have gotten by with less than stellar offensive outfielders in the past.
I mean, I suppose, sure. You can go through every team, and I can give you positions where they didn't have great ball players. Like, the 78 Yankees had platoons all over the place. Like, that doesn't mean that's what I want. Ricky LeDay was the starting left fielder for the 98 Yankees. What does that mean? You build the rest of the team like the 98 Yankees. You can live with the left fielder, but the Mets' offense has been terrible. Runners in scoring positions, not scoring enough runs. You got by with it. This year's different. You have an opportunity to go make an impact with a different player. Go get an outfielder. They desperately need an outfielder. Go get an outfielder. Don't just be satisfied with Jeff McNeil as your starting outfielder, staring center fielder. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back and finish it up on the calls. McMonagle here with you till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Be right back. Tonight's going to be a good night. Going to relax. It's Martini Friday night. That's right. Martini Fridays.
Three olives?
Yeah, probably. You can't do even.
That's what I was going to say. Can't do two.
Can't do two. Got to do either three or five. Or just one, I guess. Or none. I might have, you see, the thing is with me, I don't know if I have olives right now. I buy olive juice.
Interesting.
I order olive juice just for the martinis.
You don't even buy, you order it.
Yeah, I order it on Amazon.
I respect that.
Yep. I have it shipped to the house, my olive juice, my martini olive juice, because I started having a fridge full of like these empty olives, because you can't go, I go through more juice than olives, and you can't have the olives in there without the juice, they go bad.
Yeah.
So like I ended up just throwing away all these olives, and I'm like, this is silly, I'm wasting money buying all these olives, let me just go buy the olive juice. So I'm not sure I have olives, and I can drink it without eating the olives, I don't need the olives in there, but I think I have an olive jar, so we'll see.
Yeah, maybe scoop one on the way home. 5:30 in the morning, picking up olives.
And I don't do it every Friday, but like special ones, I have blue cheese. I make my own blue cheese olives. So I'll buy the olives, and then my father-in-law was running the restaurant, I got it for free. Now I go out and buy blue cheese, shove it in there. Blue cheese olives are the best. I had jalapeno olives once in a martini. It was really good. It gave it like a bite, a little bit of a spice to it. It was really good.
Interesting. But I haven't jalapeno.
Jalapeno stuffed olives. I've seen, they have it. They have jalapeno stuffed olives. I've seen garlic stuffed olives. Put a garlic clove in there.
It's a little much.
It's a bit aggressive. It's a bit aggressive. I do love garlic, but just in an olive, that's a lot. Let's get back to the calls, though, as we take you for the next couple minutes. Mitch in Fort Lee of Home Run Fame.
Doing,
good. How are you, Mitchell?
Oh, my God. That was an unbelievable game. My phone didn't stop.
I'm sure. I didn't watch the game until late in the night. It was when I had something with the kids, so I started it late, and I wasn't going to text you, but I texted you the next morning. You were all over it. I can't believe you offered me those seats that night. I had to turn you down. And, man, right there. I could have been there. I could have been somebody.
I know. Big Mac, one day you're going to finally come with me. So
I am. I promise you. I promise you. A game this year, definitely.
That's right. Okay, two things. Number one, with Phil Collins, if you listen, I'm a huge Phil Collins fan and everything. Mm-hmm. And if you listen, Netflix is going to have a whole thing about Phil Collins in the next few weeks about his life and everything. So it's going to be very interesting.
Who's going to have that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Netflix is going to have
Netflix is going to do a big Phil Collins doc? Oh, cool.
Yep. So number two, if you want olive juice, when you're on your way home back up to Middletown, stop off at Uncle Giuseppe's in Mawa/Ramsey. They have it right there. It's on your way home, Big Mac.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much. Uncle Giuseppe's. I've been there. Great store. I have the olive juice that I like now. I've sampled a couple of I forget the name of it's like an Italian name. I forget the name of it. It starts with a B. I forget exactly what it is. But there was a Dirty Sue. That was the first brand I tried. And Dirty Sue makes a good olive juice, but there's this other brand I found that I preferred. But maybe I'll stop by Uncle Giuseppe's. I'm sure, listen, you can find olives everywhere. I don't have to go to Uncle Giuseppe's to find olives. But maybe they have jalapeno stuffed olives, because I've been looking for that. Luzi in Lakewood. What's up?
C-Mac, the man with the highest IQ on WFAN. What's going on?
The man with the highest IQ on WFAN. I mean, we could test that, but I would, you know, I certainly more than Marash in the afternoons, that's for sure. Or anybody else who thinks that Fab is more associated with the Fab Five in Michigan than it is the Fab Four from Liverpool.
But that's before my days, I'm a young 20-year-old, which the 20-year-olds get left out of the sports conversations because I never saw a championship. Not the Yankees, not the Giants.
That is, I can't, it's very difficult to imagine, but obviously it's not that, to be a Yankee fan and not know what it feels like to win a championship. I mean, I've seen five, so the idea that you haven't seen any, I do feel for you, brother. I do feel for you. And it's coming any day now. Don't worry. Don't believe all the people who tell you they can't win with Cashman, they can't win with Boone. They just haven't yet, brother. Don't worry about it. It's coming.
Like this. Everybody's saying the Yankees need a third baseman, the Yankees need a third baseman. No one's like setting down a good plan of who they're going to get and who they're going to have to give up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, they need a third baseman. Yeah.
There are people. You can find it. There are people who are suggesting names. I've seen a couple of mock trades for Suarez. It sounds like Suarez is the guy. Two different things. One, the Yankees seem hot and heavy on him. And two, not many other teams do. A lot of teams who need third baseman.
Who they're going to have to give up.
I don't think they would give up Spencer Jones for him. And I obviously don't think they would give up Dominguez for him. Maybe Schlittler, but I don't think they want to give that up either, and definitely not Lombard, who is probably the only prospect who is completely off the table for anyone. So there are some names. A caller earlier brought up Arias, who's a shortstop prospect that they got. A lot of hype with him, but he has not, as of yet, and he's only in single A, as of yet has not shown that promise just yet. But there's a couple of prospects throughout the league that can get you a rental third baseman, especially if Arizona decides they definitely want to move him and there's not a lot of stuff out there. You absolutely can. You do not have to give up the top prospects for rentals like that. Now, if you want to go there and get a relief pitcher, a third baseman, and a starting pitcher who's got controllable, like with there was a rumor out there that they could be interested in Keller of the Pirates, who has another 3 years after this one. He's a pitcher who's consistently pitched in the 3 ERA, and he's got another 3 years of control. That's the kind of move where you could see maybe you add Bednar, you get Keller, and you could trade a Schlittler for that. But there's plenty of prospects throughout the Yankee organization who can get you rentals, especially 35-year-old rentals. Thank you so much for calling. We had that little shaky part where the phones weren't working. Thankfully, we moved on from that. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Big Zoo on the other side. Give him a hand, ladies and gentlemen. Playing number one songs from throughout the years. Appreciate it. He likes big butts, and he doesn't have to lie about it. Everybody, enjoy your weekend. Baseball is back. Enjoy it. The warm-up show is next. I'll talk to you tomorrow for a Saturday morning soiree. See you then. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.